Well, good morning, gentlemen. This video is brought to you by Nescafe. That's because it's early morning and I'm out of Peronis. So here's an ad that's been running on the radio. Well, I guess it's on TV, but I don't watch it. And this is not the only ad that's running that's like this. But let's watch it together and tell me, who is it targeting?
You might not think you're a litterer, but cigarette butts are rubbish. Bin your butts.
Well, there you go, guys. What do you think? So I guess it's targeting smokers, but it looks like only the male smokers. Femons can throw their butts all over the place. Of course, femons are so good and they don't smoke. And of course, they've also made the male a kind of a weak, sort of pathetic male who is scared of a mallard duck. They could at least made it a swan. Swans can be kind of dangerous. And they're also running another ad, at least on the radio. And it's about a guy who's driving. He doesn't seem to realize his speed has creeped up. And he's coming to a bend and he's going too fast for that bend. Once again, that ad is only targeting male drivers. So it kind of says that males are kind of like third-class citizens in society. And there seems to be loads of ads on the radio as well, where males are appearing to be dumb and stupid, and this femon is smart and clever and has to tell him what to do or what the problem is. Well, I know guys can have a laugh at themselves because they have a good sense of humour, usually. Of course, femons these days are too damn miserable to laugh. And there's a lot of guys out there just kind of let it slide because it's normal to them. Until you start noticing that it's always targeting males, and males are bad, and femons are just good. Always. And then you start realizing it's actually ingrained in society. I wonder what would happen if there was a sort of an advertisement like this with the cigarette butts, and they just targeted femons. Well, there'd be an enormous outcry, wouldn't there? Femons would say it's sexist, and the ad would be banned. It would probably be on the news as well. But males, it seems, are society's kickbags. Oh, I know it's just an ad, guys, but you remember the one from Gillette. And it's no wonder males are walking away from femons and society. Now, of course, I remember way back when, because I'm 168, when you're on a bus, say, in the UK, and it's a bit crowded, there's nowhere to sit, and a femon got on. And even if she was reasonably young and quite fit, a male generally in those days would get up and offer her his seat. Thinking back on it, talk about entitlement. But there was some respect in those days. There isn't any respect for males anymore from femons. You see, femons' sport today is to degrade the male, to shame him. And it looks like it's the government's game plan too. Anyway, for those guys who think I'm way overreacting about this, just start taking a look around at the little things. And you'll see who has the actually advantage in society and has quite an easy route. And it's no wonder some guys actually go, hey, I'm going to be a femon. Maybe they just want the easy life. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Let me know what you think of this ad and show just as much respect to the femons and the government as they show you. Holy shit, there's a mallard! Look out! Ah!